Next up is agenda item 5, that is PR 2025-020122, minor plat 2025-00051. This is a request for minor preliminary final plat submitted by Tim Aldrich as agent for Public Service Company of New Mexico, which requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of Tract Lot 1, 2A, Prager Station Addition Forest Products Company, zoned NRBP, located at 193 112th Street at southwest corner of 12th and Interstate I-40 South Frontage Road, containing approximately 13.5781 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Yes, Mr. Chair, this is Tim Aldrich with Aldrich Land Surveying.
Thank you, sir. Would you please state your mailing address for the record?
Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying, P.O. Box 30701, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87190.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Please present the project.
Again, this is Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying, agent for a Public Service Company of New Mexico. This project entails an older two tracts of land that have been owned by PNM since the end of the 1800s. The sole purpose of this plat is to relocate the dividing tract line between tract 1 and 2 to eliminate conflicts with the existing improvements that PNM had constructed. And the additional reason for this is eventually PNM is hoping to sell this tract to the adjoining property, which is the tract adjoining 12th Street, and that would for a future development by others. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Aldrich. Okay, well, let me go ahead and call for public comment, and if there is any, you'll have a chance to respond. So for everyone here, this is agenda item 5, a request for minor preliminary plat, the corner of 12th and I-40. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone with the hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 5. Last call for public comment on agenda item 5. Okay, Mr. Aldrich, doesn't appear that there's any public comment. We'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, would you please raise your right hand, sir? And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Water Authority has no question. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is Hydrology, Mr. T. Quan Chen. Would you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir.
T. Quan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Next up is Transportation. Mr. Ernest Aramijo, if you'd please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Transportation has no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Aramijo. And that takes us to Code Enforcement. Who'll be delivering those comments today?
Hello, Mr. Hangar Officer Marcelo Ibarra.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
No comments and no objections from Code Enforcement.
Thank you, sir. Takes us to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Whitney Phelan, do you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hi. We don't have any specific objections to the requested action. And I know, Mr. Aldrich, you did send an email to Hannah Shea, and I just wanted to read that out loud so it's on the record. But we just wanted clarification that on the plat, existing easement number 7 only shows a portion of the I-40 trail that's existing on the north side of the property. And I just wanted to make sure that the remainder of the trail that extends is not located on the subject site, and that there aren't any additional trail easement requirements that we might want to do now.
Ms. Phelan, this is Tim Aldrich with Aldrich Land Surveying. If I could ask that our exhibit that I sent, the aerial photo that shows the site, if that could be brought up.
Hey, Rodenbeck, I can bring that. I believe I've got the note pulled up here.
I can verbally answer the question. So the easement on the
Is this what we're, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Is this what we're referring to, Tim?
Yes. So just the easement on the adjoining tract, there is an easement on that tract, but the trail is outside of the easement. The trail is actually in the frontage road right away, the whole length from 12th Street going to the west. They had an easement, but the construction, when they did the construction, they didn't build the trail within the easement. They built it in highway right away, I should say.
Okay. So does the property line like follow the fence line for PNM?
It follows one of the fence lines. There's this fence line here, the property line follows that line down through here, and then there's another fence through here.
Okay.
And the trail is well outside. The trail is through here. The red line being the property line.
Okay. I do believe that there is a portion of the trail within the blue easement because there's some transmission lines on the north side in that section. But it does appear from your display that the trail does jog back up to the north and exits the property. So I think we are good. It just was hard to tell on the plat because it's a really short
Yes,
section.
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I personally have been at that site for the property corner, which would be the northeast corner of this property, which does fall on the south of the trail.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for clearing that up. We had coordinated with PNM in the past for the potential to put lighting along here. So I knew it was really tight and we
Yes, ma'am.
Would have had to get permission. So that's why I just wanted to make sure we're good on that. Okay. So just a note for any future development, any new proposed walls or anything like that, or changes to the site that include any structures, there's IDO requirements when you're adjacent to an existing or planned trail. So those would apply for any future development.
Thank you, Ms. Bailey.
And that's it. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Let's go next to the planning department. Who'll be delivering those comments?
I will be.
Thank you, Marcelo. And just note for the record, you've already been sworn in on this matter. Go ahead.
Yes. I just wanted to mention that I take it that you don't know, Mr. Alrich, the intended use for this newly created lot 2A, correct?
The intended, well, the purpose was to move this, the lot line. There wasn't an original lot to move that line. So it's clear of the fencing and all the improvements that the switch station that PNM has constructed. And their thought, PNM's thought, is the potential to sell this tract to the people that have purchased the, they've shown an interest, the people that own the adjoining tract to the east. We're interested in this, the original tract, but since there are encroachments, they would not move forward with any purchase of the PNM property being tract two at that time because of the encroachments. So PNM is doing this plat to clear the encroachments up and hopefully have this sale go through to the other developers to the east. and which they would then have to come back through the city of Albuquerque, where plans, grading plans, et cetera.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification.
Yes,
Just so
they
you
can.
know that if there's any public infrastructure needed, an infrastructure list, improvements agreement with financial guarantee will be required. And also just the regular standard comments for the platting attribute, which is the project and application numbers must be added to the plat. And the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat.
Yes,
And that
sir.
is the end of my comments. And I'll be
Thank
putting
you.
those conditions in the chat box.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Okay, let's see. Mr. Aldrich, anything else you'd like to add? Any questions for the DFT staff?
No, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Rodenbeck? If you'd please raise your right hand, Jay Rodenbeck, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Thank you, Mr. Hernandez.
Your audio is kind of cutting off. If you back off, it seems like
Okay. Yeah, here we go.
much better. Thank you.
Marcelo, can you confirm if there's an infrastructure list with this plotting action?
No infrastructure list was provided.
That's all I had, Mr. Hirnosa. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Very good. Bear with me one second. Well, we'll have Mr. Ibarra is uploading his comments or suggested conditions of approval. And I believe this matter is ready for decision. This is agenda item 5, PR 2025-020122, minor plat 2025-00051. And I hereby approve said application and project number with because the application meets all applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, project and application numbers must be added to the plat. And secondly, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. And prior to final sign-off of the plat, the Aegis office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be provided. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Proof of DXF file was provided, I think.
It was.
Yes,
Open.
it was. Yes, so that
Okay.
shouldn't be a condition.
So that's satisfied. Perfect. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank
All
you.
right.